Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Transform your home with the warmth of an Irish-made kitchen. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
And don't forget, speaking of podcasts, which we just heard Katie and Fran talking about there, Know Your Constituency is the other podcast series available to you from RTE, and I was getting great feedback on it over the weekend. People finding it really handy because it is a breakdown of 43 constituencies, bite-sized podcasts, about 15 minutes long, where you get everything that you need to know from Barry Lenehan and others about every constituency in the country. So do check it out. It's available wherever you get your podcasts from. Now, a 37-year-old Irishman is currently in custody in Hungary after confessing to killing US citizen Mackenzie Michalski, according to police there. The suspect was arrested on Thursday after police discovered a body in a wooded area over an hour outside of Budapest. Well, for more on this story, I'm joined now by Nick Thorpe, who's BBC Central Europe correspondent based in Budapest. Nick, thank you very much for being with us this morning. What do we know firstly about the victim, Mackenzie Michalski, and the events then that led up to her death?
Well, Claire, she's a 31-year-old nurse originally from Portland, Oregon. She was apparently a frequent visitor to Budapest. She said, her parents have said since her death that she loved this city. She was in the party district of Budapest, which obviously is a place with many so-called ruin bars. These are pubs, bars where with live music, different bars, a very popular place, Simplicare, the place where she was last seen. That was last Monday, the 4th of November. That's a very, very popular evening spot in Budapest. And basically, as far as the police statement on this is said, she met a man, the Irish man suspected of her killing, that on the 4th of November, on the Monday night. She went to another bar and back to his apartment, and then basically she went missing. Her disappearance was reported on the 5th of November, the Tuesday, and then the police, as you say, arrested the Irish citizen on the 7th, 2 days later.
And his internet history was looked into as part of the investigation. That has emerged from the police, who have said that they examined that. And what did it show?
Yeah, this was, I think, one of the reasons this case is getting so much attention here. It was pretty gruesome and suggests that he was trying very hard to hide the body, that he didn't, having killed the woman. He says this was by accident. This is what he told police. But he then searched on the internet for phrases like, do wild boar eat dead bodies? Wild boar sightings in Lake Balaton coastal towns. That's the area where he packed the body of the dead woman into a suitcase and took it there in a hired car and buried it, the body of the dead woman. He also did internet searches, getting rid of the smell of decomposing corpses, and also webcams, CCTV footage he searched on the internet, and how reliable are the police in Budapest. So some pretty sort of cold-blooded searches on the internet, obviously, once he had killed Mackenzie Michalski.
The Hungarian police seem to have reacted very quickly once Mackenzie was reported missing. Is that fair to say, Nick?
I think it is, yeah. I mean, obviously, Budapest has a reputation as a relatively safe city, but there are obviously murders, you know, happening here as well. And the police, perhaps because it's such an international case with a foreign victim, allegedly a foreign perpetrator in this case as well, they've gone to great lengths to both to find, and the man was arrested within 48 hours of the victim being reported missing. Also, they went to great lengths, the police, to publicise the case. They released a video on Saturday afternoon of the man, the suspect in this case, being fingerprinted, being handcuffed, and then of taking them back to the crime scene where they found, or rather the place near Lake Balaton in the west of Hungary, where they found the body. So basically he led the police back to the place and they immediately found the body in the place where he said he'd put it. He's just to stress here, while he's being held as a murder suspect, he says that he told police that her death was an accident.
Is that normal and usual that the police would release videos of a suspect, in particular that video which shows him leading the police to where her body was?
It's pretty unusual here, actually. Obviously, the police here, as in any country, are proud of their successes in rapid detection and in prosecution of people in such a high-profile case. But this is, I'd say, and I've been here many years, it's very unusual that the police would release so many details about an investigation.
And Mackenzie's parents, of course, have travelled from the United States to be there, and they have spoken out about her death and about her killing. Nick, what have they been saying?
That's right. Yeah, they actually flew into Budapest, I understand, on Friday, still in the hope that they would find her daughter, their daughter alive. They'd been taking part with all her family and friends back in the States in a big search on Facebook. This was on social media. Many people, I suppose, because it's such a party town, many people had taken part in that investigation. People have been sharing, help us find this woman. There were details of her tattoos, where she was last seen, and so on. So her parents then arrived in Budapest on Friday to be met with the terrible news that their daughter was dead and that a man had been arrested. They took part on Sunday evening, yesterday evening, in a candlelit vigil outside the US Embassy, and there they expressed their huge shock at what's happened to their daughter and their gratefulness to the Hungarian police, to the US consular authorities, and to all her friends, to people who didn't know her as well, who took part in trying to publicize her case and in the search for her over the past week.
It's unimaginable, making that journey and only to arrive and be told that dreadful news. Nick, thank you very much. Nick Thorpe there, BBC Central Europe correspondent. Now, coming up next on the programme, we've had average speed cameras on the roads in Mayo and in Cavan for the last month. So how are they working? We're going to find out after this.
Get in touch on WhatsApp 0870 32 32 32.